With Camp Radio News, I'm Andrew Garcia. Several people were injured when a fire engine slammed into a Stockton home this morning after being involved in a crash. The fire engine was responding to an emergency just after 7 when it was struck by a sedan in the middle of the intersection of West Lane and Alpine Avenue. The collision sent the fire engine over a median where it then struck a truck and slammed into the house and a camper trailer. The driver of the truck was hospitalized in critical condition. The sedan driver suffered minor injuries, as did 4 firefighters. All are expected to be okay. No one was in the home at the time of the crash. The beam was lit last night as the Sacramento Kings defeated the Golden State Warriors in the first round of the NBA play-in tournament, 118-94. Cap Radio's Chris Feltz has more on the game and the player grabbing national attention.
As Kings commentator Mark Jones has said before, the mic is yours, Golden One Center. And it certainly was, as loud chants of "light the beam" and cowbells filled the arena. Keegan Murray led all scorers with 32 points and 9 rebounds, with De'Aaron Fox not too far behind with 24 points, keeping their playoff hopes alive as they move on to the next round of the play-in tournament. But one name who caught the eyes of basketball fans was Keon Ellis, scoring 15 points with 3 steals and 3 blocks.
Here's Curry now, coming to the end of the corner. Curry had it blocked by Ellis. Keon Ellis is having himself a night.
Coming into this game, many NBA analysts picked the Warriors due to their experience and championship pedigree, but also because the Kings have been hurt. Keon Ellis has been starting in place of starting shooting guard Kevin Huerter, who went down for the season. Malik Monk was also sidelined with injury. Ellis was an undrafted free agent out of Alabama who spent much of last year in the G League. He is now an important piece in the Kings' playoff push. The Kings now take on the New Orleans Pelicans to get a playoff spot this Friday. Chris Feltz, Cap Radio News.
The USDA is taking applications for 2 programs to support bird populations on California agricultural lands. The Migratory Bird Resurgence Initiative aims to preserve, protect, and improve habitats for migratory birds. California is making $500,000 available for each program for agricultural producers. Applications are due by May 24th. More news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a community-based provider working to meet listeners' unique healthcare needs with a variety of plans this open enrollment season. Information at westernhealth.com.